We're up to the third attribute in the Talmud Torah, ve'over al pesha. Ve'over al pesha. So if we want to understand this, we have to imagine a king whose baby soiled his diaper. So what does the king do? Says a maid, come deal with the baby, right? You guys will see, when you have children, the grandparents very often do the same thing. Like, I'm the grandparent, I don't have to deal with dirty diapers. Aunts and uncles do the same thing. What does a parent do? You come to a party, everyone goes all wild, and then the birthday boy starts throwing up because he had too much cake. Suddenly everyone has somewhere else to go. But the kid's own mother walks in and starts wiping him up because it's your child, and you love him. And so you take care of him. The over al pesha, the third trait, is how Hashem personally takes care of our sin. Zomi da gdola, this is a tremendous attribute. Sharei ena mechila al yedei shaliach. Hashem doesn't forgive us through a messenger, through an emissary. Ela al yado mamash shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem personally takes care of it. Kedichtiv, as the verse says, ki imecha silicha. Forgiveness is with you. It's not like Hashem says, go see my secretary, let the maid deal with it. Hashem personally gives the forgiveness. Umaya slicha shu rochetz avon. What is the forgiveness? That's cleansing the sin. That's like the king saying, I'll deal with the diaper. Kedichtiv imachatz Hashem etzuat notzion, as the verse in Isaiah, which we will learn later this morning, says that Hashem personally has cleansed the feces of Zion. Hashem says, I personally will throw upon you pure water to purify you. What does that mean? Hashem is willing to deal with our rebellious ways. Hashem, so to speak, personally sprays the water on us to cleanse us of our rebellious sins. So the word over, ordinarily, what does over mean? He passes, right? He goes over. Over here, he gives us a new interpretation. What's over? He passes the water. He's the one that makes the water go over us. He personally cleanses us. This is how a person has to be. Person's going to say, do I have to fix what he did wrong? Do I have to clean my wife's dishes? Do I have to clean up when my kids made a mess? Do I have to clean up when my roommate made a mess? We all have this tendency of saying, hey, wait a second, what do I have to clean up his mess for? Lo yomar kach, a person shouldn't say that. Sharei ha'adam choteh v'akadosh baruch hu be'atzmo. For man sins and Hashem personally, shelo al yedei shaliach, without a messenger, mitakenet muvato v'rochetz tzuat avono. Hashem personally cleanses his sin, cleanses the stool of his sin. U'mikan yitbe'esh ha'adam nashuv lechto. So, firstly, in our attitude to our fellow man. And the beautiful example of this, I heard from Rabbi Yort, the Rosh Kollel in Tiferes Jerusalem. The Talmud tells us, the Medrash tells us, the Torah begins with kindness and ends with kindness. Where does the Torah begin with kindness? That Hashem made clothing for Adam and Eve. You'd ask me, where does the Torah begin with kindness? I'd say Hashem made fruits, Hashem made bread, Hashem made sunlight, Hashem made a lot of things. That's the beginning of the Torah, it's all kindness. No. The beginning of the kindness is the clothing Hashem makes for Adam and Eve. Why is that so? So he explained, because true kindness is when the other guy did it himself. God could have said to Adam and Eve, go make your own clothes. You're embarrassed, you're naked. I told you not to eat the fruit. You ate the fruit, so go fix it. Deal with it. What do you want from me? No. Hashem goes, and what does it say? Vayas Hashem la'adam u'le'ishto kotnot or vayalbishem. Hashem personally made them clothing of hide and dressed them. The verse specifies that Hashem did it. That's giant. Hashem personally says, I'm going to take care of it. They messed up, I'm going to take care of it. You tell your wife, I'm telling you, do an oil change on your car. I'm telling you, your carburetor is going to go. Go take care of it. And then she calls you up and says, honey, I'm stuck. And you feel like saying, okay, call the mechanic. Go deal. What do you want from me? You tell her, don't overcharge your credit card. I'm telling you, one day you're not going to be able to go through. One day you're going to be standing at the supermarket with wagons full, and they're going to tell you, no, your credit card's overcharged. And what is it? One day she calls you up and says, you know, I'm here. I'm not going to put back all the items on the shelf. Come by and bring your credit card. What are you going to say? I told you so? The chesed is that a person says, he learns from his creator, where Hashem says, even though he did it to himself, and even though I could say, you know, deal yourself, Hashem says, no, I'm going to come and help you cleanse it. And that's, we don't feel like doing that. We feel like saying, hey, what's fair is fair. And kindness, the kindness of Hashem, is that Hashem says, no, I'm going to help him clean it up. Yeah. So there are going to be the times when there have to be consequences. But most of the time, it's not because of education that we don't do it. We don't do it because, why should I? Because, you know, you did it to yourself. If a person says, educationally, I want the other person to learn, so then a person should also find a way to do it, that it's not personal. Meaning, I'm saying there will be times that it's legitimate out of education, just like a parent can do other things that in certain circumstances would be cruel to the child, but when it's for the purpose of education, so okay, you leave the kid to learn, and that's part of education, that sometimes he has to deal with difficulties. And with the spouse, you have to really think if there are times where it's rare, but there can be times where a person says, you know, if I'm going to go and pick up all the pieces, then I'm always going to be going and picking up all the pieces. But that's rare, because more likely is that we're always covering for one another, and we're always covering for one another's faults. And that's why usually with the spouse, that's not the attitude. Usually I'm not educating my spouse. Usually my job is to work with my spouse. There will be those moments where a person is not going to have a choice. Where, let's take an example. You have people who are very shy, okay? They're never willing to call someone they don't know. So a wife calls her husband at work and says, you know, we got an electric bill. And now they're saying they're going to shut off the electric. I can't afford this. I'm having my parents over tonight. I need you to call the electric company. And the husband says, you know, I'm really sorry. I have to go into a meeting now. And you didn't bring it to my attention earlier. I couldn't have dealt with it earlier. I can't deal with it now. I'm sorry. Now, it might be that in truth, he could get out of it. But by not being confrontational, he's not saying I'm not doing it. You did it to yourself. He's saying I can't. So there will be times where a husband can gently leave the consequences, where the other side is going to take the bull by its horns and deal, and sometimes grow from it. But even when we do that, and that's rare, because usually our job is to be there for the other party, not to try and educate them. If there will be those rare instances where you have to help the person cross those hurdles, so then it should be non-confrontational, meaning the other party, it should be out of a, I can't. So, the first point was that we should be kind people, just as Hashem is kind, and foot the bill for people, even though sometimes we'd rather say, hey, you dealt it, you deal with it. So, that's that attribute that we just learned. He ends off with another point, and he says, "Umikan yitvayesh adam nashuv lachto." And when we realize this should make a person embarrassed to sin. Once you realize that the king himself is going to come to cleanse it, so then there should be an element of embarrassment. How could I do this? I'm going to bring him down to deal with my problems. And that's a healthy level where a person doesn't want someone else to deal with their problems. A person is uncomfortable causing someone else to deal with their problems. And that's another point that he sticks in as a passing thought, that this helps a person not only be a kind person to his fellow man, but also to better himself when he realizes that Hashem is personally involved in what he does wrong.
Well, when you say shaliach, you mean malach?
I'm just wondering what you mean. I mean, he said it, I didn't say it.
No, that's okay.
You mean, what does he mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's this effect?
I'm not sure. You guys want me to answer this question? It'll take 2 minutes. Okay. Why am I in doubt? The simple reading is like you said. It says Hashem does it and not through a shaliach. Firstly, the text itself seems to contradict itself if you want to go to that level, because Rav Moshe Cordoviro personally wrote this. This isn't a translation. And at the end of that very paragraph, he writes, Sholech mimei rechitza. Why does he use the term that he just opposed? He said he doesn't do it by a shaliach, but he is sholeach. So what's the difference? So he's telling us something here. I didn't want to go to that level of depth, but there's something going on here. The difference between appointing a shaliach and being sholeach mimei rechitza. I'm not sure what he's driving at. That's point number one. Point number two, the Gemara in Tanis tells us there's a specific number of things that Hashem personally does in the world without a shaliach. This isn't one of them. So if he's saying this concept, this is Hashem and not a malach, so then where'd he get that from? The Gemara says, the Gemara enumerates what Hashem personally does without using a malach. So
they?
Then I, what?
Sorry, just what are they?
The key to rain, the key to a woman giving birth, and the key to the resurrection of the dead. Those are three keys that the Talmud tells us in the beginning of Tanis that Hashem doesn't give to the hands of any malach. He himself deals with those three. Rain, resurrection of dead, also, you're right, parnasah too. But maybe rain is parnasah, right?
Right. Yeah.
So the Gemara doesn't say this one, that Hashem personally passes over sins. I'm not sure where to get this from. So to interpret it that way, I'm not sure that that would be correct. So I'm not sure, if you want to go to that level of depth, I'm not sure what he means.
What's the alternative way to interpret it?
I just said I'm not sure. Okay.